Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to New Beginnings Ministries Interactive Bible Study. New beginnings are not just for the young. The Lord gives us an opportunity daily to start over. There are no mistakes, and there is no losing ground in Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight we have with us Pastor Dawn Nixon from Long Island, New York. And the title of her message this evening is Keep Your Assignment. As a child grew and became stronger, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Our scripture comes tonight from Luke 2, verses 40 through 51. Pastor Nixon, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. We are so excited that you're here with us again. We can begin again our online radio program. Just before I turn the mic over to you, I want to say to our listeners that to remind you that this is an interactive Bible study. You are welcome to join in at any time to ask questions, to challenge us, to add to the conversation, just be a part of the discussion. We also want to remind you that all of our broadcasts are archived, so if there's something that you missed or something that you'd like to hear again, you just go to Blog Talk Radio, New Beginnings Ministry, and you can find it, a message that you may want to hear again by the date. And it's also listed by the author or whoever the speaker was at the time. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to remind you that if you want to add or at any time, just press number one on your phone, and it'll open up all the lines. When Pastor Nixon asks for comments, you may be called on also. So your line may be opened up where we call on you. And if we call you, we'll call you by your area code. So, Pastor Nixon, we thank you again, and I turn the mic over to you.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm so grateful to be with you on tonight to share with you. This particular text I wanted to kind of deal with so many things that are going on in our country, in our world in general. I think it's very important that we as people of God know what our assignment is, number one, and not only that, but to do our assignment. And there seems as if there are many things that are trying to delay us from our assignment. There are those who are still questioning their assignment, whether it be God or whether this be their own mindset thinking. But I believe that we are in a day where the enemy is not letting up on his assignment, and so we as a body of believers must come together in assignment to do our job. Yet we are dealing with when we see the things that we're seeing happening on our soil and in our world, it is nothing more than scripture being fulfilled. So as I am, as many of you who may be listening on tonight, are eager to do what God has called them to do. Most important thing is that we do what God calls us to do and not do somebody else's assignment. Our assignment is, it is tailored fit for us. So anytime we go outside of our assignment, we'll find ourselves being uncomfortable in a assignment that does not belong to us. What we must understand is that when God gives us assignment, he equips us for that specific assignment because that's what he has perfected in us to do. So I would like to open up with prayer on tonight. Our Father and our God, we thank you. God, we pray for every listener that is on the air today. I pray, God, that you say something to us that will be life-changing for the hearer, for that one who just needs to hear, to get that push to go a little bit further, for that one that was about to throw in the towel and said, this is not for me, this is not what I believe God called me to do. I ask, God, that you will show them your glory, not only that, but you will show them that this is their assignment to reach every soul in the kingdom of God that is assigned to our hands. God, that you are about to raise up a Judah generation, a group of people who are going to cause the enemy to run and take flight. God, we ask God now in the name of Jesus that the power of God, Spirit of God, the anointing of God rest on your people. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Yes. Amen. Yes. And so we're in the gospel according to Luke, the gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. I'm trying to take this verse pretty much verse by verse and kind of share and open up some things. I feel like I've been here before in this particular text. I'm not sure if I've been here with this text before, but I believe God has assigned it again, if he did, for tonight.
Amen.
And we are reading Luke 2, 40 through 52. And the first, the 40th verse says, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Well, this particular verse, it doesn't talk about how he grew in his physical, but how he became strong in the spirit. What we must understand is, as children of God, if we're going to do any assignment of God, we must be strong in the spirit, because what we are doing as an assignment in Christendom is spiritual warfare and not physical warfare. So when we start realizing that what we're doing is spiritual warfare, the Bible lets us know that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And so what we're doing is that the enemy is attacking our churches. The enemy is attacking our families. The enemy is attacking our spirit in the spirit realm. And we see that now God is getting ready to raise up a people in a generation who will not bow down to the spirits of this world, but will walk in according to the will of God. And the Bible says, "Because he was filled with wisdom." Not enough to just be strong in the spirit, but you have to have the wisdom of God. You must understand what God is saying. You know the voice of God. It's something to have wisdom of God, because wisdom of God is a direct line of where we are able to tap in to what God is saying for this season and this time. The one thing you don't want to be is weak in the spirit and unknowledgeable in the word of God and in unknowledgeable in what God is saying for this season. Know your seasons. Know that this is the time that God is sharing with you certain things, for certain things come in certain seasons. And the grace of God was upon him. Can't do anything without the grace of God. I shared with them on Sunday about the grace of God. We must understand the perfect grace of God that God gives us. We cannot take for granted. A lot of times we think because we have the grace of God over our life that gives us free will to do whatever we want, because we know grace abounds. But when you are spiritually mature in God, you thank God for grace that is there, but you want to get to the place where before I make a move outside of the safety of God, do I really want to use my grace? Because grace is not just there because I can use it at any time, or the mercy of God is not just there because we can use it at any time. We don't want to take advantage of God's mercy and grace for our life. But the Bible says that the grace of God was upon him. So this gave him favor. So here we have Jesus, who became strong in the spirit, filled and knowledgeable of God's word, and now has the favor of God upon his life. Verse 41 says, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. This was the custom of the time where they celebrated the Passover, and all the time, from the time where God had delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so here we see this season and time in this particular text is dealing with the time of Passover. The Bible says, and he was 12 years old. And they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. What is going on was not something that they did not do on a yearly basis. And so verse 43 says, and when they had finished the day, as they returned, so when Passover was over, as they began to return, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. So here Jesus is in a place where he is now working on his assignment. He's fulfilling his assignment. He's starting what God has called him and the purpose of his coming. And so the Bible says, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. They did not know that Jesus hung around and stayed in the synagogue, but they supposed him to have been in the company. They went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. I'm going to stop there for a minute, because sometimes you have to understand your assignment will cause people to have to backtrack to see where God is taking you. So we have to understand that the grace of God that God gives us and the strength that God gives us in the Spirit, when we're doing the assignment that God has given us, it's not always an easy job. It's not always something that we may want to do. An assignment is basically a particular task or duty, a position or a responsibility which has been appointed to us. When an assignment is given, it is not always appreciated. It does not always receive acknowledgement. And sometimes it can go unnoticed. And so we don't do what we do for Christ necessarily for acknowledgement or a pat on the back, because sometimes you're not going to get all of that. If that's what your purpose is for, looking to be in ministry, and we have so many people who are in ministry now, but sometimes we're in the ministry because we're in for the wrong reasons. But when you have a specific assignment, you're focused on what God has called you to do. If you never get a pat on the back, if you never get appreciated, your appreciation is that the fact that God was willing enough to use somebody like me, especially when you have come from a background where everybody thinks that you are unusable, but God said, I find some grace and I find mercy in you, and I want to use you because of where you come from. I believe the assignment that is on your life is going to cause other souls to come to Christ. And so sometimes the assignment will go unnoticed. Assignments have a starting date, and they have a due date. Then there are assignments that start that may never end until your demise. So there are some of us who are going to have this assignment for the duration of our life. Sometimes our assignments may change, yet still, as long as we are in the will of God, we must take on the task at hand. It's not, like I said, always going to be easy, but it yet needs to be fulfilled. And so I can't focus on my desires and my wants. See, this is something about assignment as well. Sometimes assignment can cause you to be alone. Sometimes assignment can cause you to be lonely. And when we are in that place of assignment, it really is a sacrifice. Anytime we're doing kingdom work, there is a sacrifice that we have to deal with. And sometimes in that sacrifice, it can cause hurt and pain, yet not allow what has hurt you to overtake you. So when we get to the place when we realize that the assignment is greater than the affliction. Oh, my God, that is so good. The assignment is greater than the affliction. That's why everybody is not necessarily on assignment, because they can't handle it. And so the thing is, too, is that you can't really go into assignment until you become strong in the spirit. Why? Because in order for you to handle the things that come with the assignment, to handle the hurt and pain, the loneliness, all of those different things that come with the assignment, because there are people who are now that used to be with you are no longer that want to be around you because your assignment is too heavy for them to handle. And so when that happens, because somebody might be asking the question, why in the world is people just seen as if they are going this way and that way? And I remember when I gave God a yes and the assignment that he had on my life, I started seeing people who were very close to me moving away. Not that we had lost relationship, but relationship was not like it used to be, the closeness of the relationship, because You have to understand the fulfillment of the assignment is for you, not necessarily for everybody that is around you. Not only that, everybody can't go where you have to go. We hear this all the time, but it is a true statement. Everybody cannot go with you on assignment because everybody is not going to necessarily be able to deal with, number one, the hurt that you may go through. They may not be able to handle seeing you go through that pain. They may not be able to handle you going through all the things. When Jesus, his true assignment that he had to do for mankind, his assignment was much greater than we could handle. But that assignment was specifically for Jesus to redeem mankind from where we were. We were lost in our sins and our transgressions, but God was so kind enough to give us a way of escape, and he put his son on assignment and have to go through the pain and the torture. And I said this not long ago to our body, that when Jesus died on the cross, and all of the time, this is another thing that we don't really think of, but every time we do something that is out of the anointing of God, or out of the spiritual things that God has called us to do. In other words, every time we sin, it causes us to open up the wound of Jesus so that the blood would flow that will cover us. I'm grateful because God's assignment on the cross was not just for those who were there at the time. But the old mothers used to sing a song that said, the blood reaches to the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. Lowest valley. And so what I want us to understand is I'm grateful to God that it never loses its power. Why? Because what if I had to go through a life where his blood stopped at my generation? How will I be able to survive if God's blood did not cover me? And if we look at our society and we look at the world that we're in today, we need the blood of Jesus to cover us more than we've ever needed it before. I started looking, and I was talking to my daughter, and I started getting so concerned as I look at the news and I look at things that are happening in this world, and I started getting concerned concerning my grandchildren. I said, God, I need you to cover my grandchildren. Long before I'm gone, while I'm here, I need you to cover our children. That's why it's important for us to pray, because if we're going through what we're going through now, when our children's children began to raise up, they're going to need the blood of Jesus. That's why it's important that we give the gift of salvation from one generation to the next generation so that the assignment will be able to fulfill its promise. And so we are living in a day where so many people are not making their children come to church. I came from a generation where there was no way that I was going to sit home and my parents go to church. If you lived in this house, as it says in the Bible, as for me in this house, we will serve the Lord. And so when we get to understand that we are taking away our children's spiritual inheritance by allowing them to sit home and watch television and sit home because they don't feel like going to church, it is very important that we give our children the spiritual gift of God that we have. So here in this text, Jesus has gone to Jerusalem and for Passover. And so now we see here is his assignment. And so when we understand that Jesus here is finding himself, his parents are looking for him, thinking that he was with his relatives. And the Bible lets us know that in verse 46, 45. Let's go to 45. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. They went back to where they first found Jesus. And I want us to get to an understanding. The reason why some of us are going through some of the hard things in our life is because we need to go back where we first met him. We need to go back when we first understood where Jesus, what Jesus meant to us in our life. When you have that connection with God and you have that relationship with God, it will not cause you to turn around from God, knowing that I need to depend on God. It was important, it was imperative that they went to find Jesus, not only because this was their son, but because he had to fulfill the assignment that was on his life. Not only that, but they had to fulfill the assignment that they had for their son. Verse 46 says, "Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions." Here Jesus, even as a young boy, is amazing the scholars. Because the Bible lets us know in 47, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answering. See, the reason why they were astonished, because in verse 40, it lets us know that he was filled with wisdom. So when you see a child, that can cause adults to be amazed. Because we have to understand that Jesus needed to have this fulfillment of wisdom because of the time portion of his journey. He wasn't going to be on this earth long, but he was long here long enough to fulfill his assignment. Bible says, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." Can I tell you that when you seek Jesus anxiously, I think one of the reasons why there is so many who are going through so many troubles in their life is because they stop looking for Jesus. We stop looking for the very thing that will cause us to get understanding of who we are. He's the attachment. In other words, he is the one that causes us to be realigned with God. And the reason why a lot of times we think we're getting away with things in life is because God has not taken us out in our sin. And that's where mercy and grace comes in, because God's mercy covers us. And the blood of Jesus has covered us. And so what Jesus was is the one who rejoined us to our Father. And so that's how we became heirs and joint heirs with Christ. I want you to know this morning that you are, those who are listening, you're not just anybody, but you have an inheritance in the kingdom. I want you to also know that you have kingdom credit with God. And the reason why you have kingdom credit with God is because Jesus paid everything that you need for your assignment, for you to continue to live on this earth. And so when I think about that, I know that I have to look for Jesus. I have to search out. I must have relationship with God in order for me to sustain myself in the kingdom of God. The Bible says in verse 49, "And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?'" Now, I noticed something in this particular text, that when they said that when Jesus went missing, in verse 43, it said, "And when they finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem." Watch this. And it says, "And Joseph and his mother." Now, they don't address Joseph as his father. Here, Jesus addresses them and tells them, "I'm about my Father's business," because his assignment was higher than a part of who Joseph was. Joseph was a father to him, but his heavenly father was his father. And the reason why he was here was because God had put him on assignment. The Bible says, but they did not understand the statement. Of course, they did not understand the statement which was spoken to them, because this was something that was already a sign way before the existence of mankind. See, so some of us would ask the question, if God is omnipresent, if God knows everything, this question often causes people to rattle. If God knows everything, why in the world wouldn't he just erase man off the scene pretty much and start us over again? Or why would he even make mankind, knowing that they would cause us to go into a place of detachment from God, where we would no longer have the relationship that we have with God? It would be so easy, because in the mindset of man, the logic thing to do is erase it or remove it and start all over again. What we must understand is that God loved you enough that he thought you were worth, and he knew you were worth saving way before you were even existing. So the reason why he didn't start all over again, because in the mind of God, you already exist. So if I already exist, I don't want to take out what I've already created in order for me to start all over again. I already have what I need because of the failure of man. We were put in this place. God had already set it up that I'm going to bring my children back to myself. So here Jesus advances in wisdom and in the favor of God. The Bible says in verse 51, then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, watch this, and was subject or obedient to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. See, because you cannot be the vehicle that brings the anointing of God to earth and not know that there is a connection with this child that is greater than what you even know. And so here Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in the favor of God with God and with men. We have to see that God has given us one of the greatest gifts that we could ever ask or think of. When I start thinking about where I would be if it wasn't for his grace, where would I be if God did not bless me the way he did? Where would I be if God did not let me know what my assignment is? So oftentimes I talk to those who will listen and hear what God says through me. I often talk about what I call ant ministry. And the one thing, if you really pay attention to ants, they have an assignment. And oftentimes we see them around this season and this time as the weather is getting warmer. You don't necessarily see them in the wintertime, but this is a season where we see the ants. And I call ant ministry because whenever you see ants together on assignment, they march in a line, followed one behind the other. You never see another ant try to outrun another ant to get ahead of them, because everybody knows what their assignment is. And they understand order. They understand structure. Because we're all aiming for the same thing. That's why I don't understand people who want to be like crabs in a barrel, who want to stop people from going from their assignment. Watch this. When we look at the ant, one thing that happens when they start coming to our house, we start looking at them, they're coming, they get into our kitchen, they get into the bathroom, you find them everywhere. They're really not trying to move in. They're not trying to take over your house. They're just trying to fulfill their assignment. Their assignment is to bring food back to their colony. To their families. And so everybody has gone on their assignment. Watch this. There are those who are going to suffer casualties. There are those who are not going to make it back. There are those that soon as we see the ants get into the house, the first thing we want to do is stop or delay their assignment. first thing we do is we bring out a spray can to try to kill them to stop their assignment. They're just trying to get what somebody else didn't want. The reason why they're there is because we leave crumbs on the counter. We leave crumbs on the floor. And they're only coming to get what you didn't want. And so when we get to be a place where we understand that there are those who are out in the kingdom, oh, my God. When God talked about how he came to his own and his own received him not, here is a generation of people. Here are people who didn't even see Christ or walk with Christ, but they want a part of who he is. It's just like the woman who had a daughter who was vexed with a demon. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Her daughter was vexed with a demon, and she came to Jesus, and Jesus said, it's not good for me to give the children's bread to the dogs. She said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that come from the master's table. And so when we have an understanding that I want whatever God can give me, I will be satisfied because I want to get my assignment. I want to do what God has called me to do. But a lot of times we're going to come to a place where we are going to be delayed in our assignment. The enemy is going to try to stop our assignment, but we must be consistent and stay focused on our assignment. Why? Because there is a work for us to do. I'm here to encourage my sisters and brothers on today that what you're doing, if you're walking in the will of God, there are going to be people who are not going to like it, but you have to stay focused on your assignment because your assignment is not for other people. If you don't do your assignment, God's not going to say to you, well, you can't say to God, well, God, I didn't do my assignment because I was having problems with the people. God said, do your assignment. Know this, that whenever God has given you something to do, he's going to make a way for it to be done. Delay does not mean denial. Delay does not mean denial. And so if I can't get in this way, if you ever pay attention to an ant, if you put something in front of an ant, it goes around it. It will try to find another way to get to where it's going. But it never stops its assignment because it's got to fulfill its purpose. Notice that when God speaks a word in your life, it is not going to come back to him void. It cannot go back to him void. Whether you don't receive it or not, It will not go back to God. It will find somebody else that will accept it, but his word is going to go forth. And God lets us know that he has spoken into the lives of some of the people who are listening under the sound of my voice, and he has given you assignments, and you have delayed your assignment. That assignment was custom made just for you, and what is happening is that you're holding up the people that are assigned to your hands because you're sitting in a place of delay because you don't feel worthy enough. God will make you worthy. I don't care where you come from or what you have done in your life. You could have been a drug addict, alcoholic. It doesn't matter where you come from. God will make you worthy. And that's why I love God, because he does not look at my past. He looks at my future, and he does not negate my future because of my past. The reason why he chose me, because I have been broken. The reason why he has chosen me is because I've had experiences with failure. And in order for us to understand how we get strong, we have to know that our trials and tribulations, those things come. That's what makes us stronger in wisdom. That's what makes us stronger in the spirit. I've got to go through something in order for me to be stronger. How in the world can I get stronger if I don't go through anything in life? So do not count out your failures. Do not count out your hurts and your brokenness. God said, I will use your brokenness in order for you to fulfill your assignment. I think I heard someone talk about broken vessels, cracked vessels. The reason why God uses broken or cracked vessels is because that's where the oil is able to ooze out of it, and so that it will flow on others. Know this, it costs something for your anointing. It costs something. And you have to learn how to protect your anointing at any cost. Anybody who has walked in the anointing of God, there are certain things that you just will not do. There are certain places you just will not go because you want to protect the anointing of God over your life. Just mm-hmm. like the woman with the alabaster box who brought it to Jesus. Bible says this, the alabaster box, the oil that she had was worth 1 year's wages. And when they saw, the disciples saw what she had, they said, we could have used this for something else. You could use this for another purpose. This woman, first of all, this was her money, number one. Number two, this was her assignment. And sometimes we don't know what people go through or the cost that they had to go through for the oil, as we often hear the song concerning the alabaster box. We don't know what people have gone through in order for them to have the oil that is on their life. And that's why people who are anointed, truly anointed, treasure that anointing, and they don't take the anointing of God everywhere, and they cannot put it in any place, every place. It cannot hear everything. It cannot associate with everything. And it's not that you think that you're better than anybody else. You just really know the cost of what you went to get what you have. And so you protect that anointing, because that anointing that is over your life is a part of the assignment that is over your life. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I want us to understand, it is imperative that we walk in the assignment of God. Somebody said, well, Pastor, I don't know what my assignment is. You've got to get into a place where you're closer to God. How do I get closer to God? I have to talk to God. We've wasted so much time on so many other things that that bring us no fulfillment, that we don't realize that the best way to get closest to God is to talk to God. In any relationship that we have, in order for me to know anybody, I learn them by listening to them and by speaking with them. It is called communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we know more of God is because God has given us what we need to let us know who he is. He's given us his word. It is so important that we get into the word of God and understand what God is saying for this time and for this generation, because our generation is going to need to know what God is doing for his people. And they have to be on assignment because they're going to face even greater demons than we have ever faced. And in order for them to face that, there has to be constant prayer over our young people. And I believe God is going to give us what we need in order for us to assign it to the young people who are who is under our tutelage. And so there's going to come a time where our young people are going to, we're going to be looking for our young people, and they're going to be about their father's business. The young, when I look at Facebook, I see more and more young people, babies, who are coming up, who know the word of God, who are praying, who are preaching, who are teaching the word of God, and they are accurate, and their wisdom is great even in their young years. And so I believe that God is going to set a generation of a Judah generation up, as he has already spoken, so that those things that they have to face, they will be prepared for. God is never going to put you in a battle that he will not prepare you for, as long as God is with you. So I'm going to open up the lines to anybody that wants to share on tonight, any questions that you may have. Elder Clay and his lovely wife are going to open up the lines that you may be able to share with us, or maybe we can share with you any questions you may have.
Amen.
That was a good word.
Amen. Could you speak up, please?
I said that was an awesome word that was given.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I was taking notes as you spoke, and there were a few quotes that really resonated with me. The first one was, well, one of the many was, the assignment is greater than the affliction, that whatever we're going through or whatever the test or the training ground is, that the assignment is going to be greater, and that's our preparation. That really spoke to me. That really blessed me. The other thing was when you said going back, where verse 48, where Mary and Joseph went back, and 3 days later they find Jesus, and your comment was go back to where you last met him, and that really spoke to me as well, because oftentimes people think that that they've lost track or lost time with the Lord, but you can go back and just pick up where you left off, and that really blessed me to hear that. Because we don't lose time with Christ, but we can find him where we left him.
Amen.
Where we left him. And if we anxiously seek him, and that was another piece that blessed me, because people will say, the Lord so-and-so, or I used to be. But when you anxiously seek him, when you seek the Lord with fervor, with a pure heart, maybe I shouldn't say pure heart, but when you're honest about looking for God, you find Jesus. When you're honest about looking for Jesus and getting closer to the Lord, you do find him.
Yes, woman of God, that's what I would call the passion that you have for God. When you have passion for something, you fervently seek for it, and you're unstoppable in your passion, because when we get passionate for ministry or passionate for the things of God, there is nothing that will cause us to stop our assignment, because when I have the wisdom of God, I have the spiritual strength of God, and I have the passion of God, and God's favor is upon me, I am unstoppable. And I shared this with them, our church on Sunday. I become a glory chaser. And what that means is wherever God has given us to be the light of the world. And when light comes on the scene, darkness has to flee. So that's why some people, your assignment is just to show up. Your assignment is just to do nothing but show up, because when the light comes on, people are going to do one or two things. They're going to be exposed by the light, or they're going to run with darkness. And so when we get to the place where we understand that we have purpose, sometimes you don't have to say nothing. All you have to do is just show up, and they can see the light of Jesus on you. And when they see the light of Jesus on you, then they're going to come to you. You don't even have to come to them, because they're going to say something like, there's something about you. There's something different about you, which gives you an opportunity, watch this, to communicate with that individual. How am I communicating? I'm communicating by giving them Jesus. And what it does is it opens the door for us to speak to people that we would have never been able to speak to, but because I was assigned to them, because the light showed up. And that's what we have to understand. We are the light that shineth in darkness. And every time light shows up, darkness runs away. And so that is a part of our assignment as well, to know that we have Jesus. You cannot have Jesus and not have light.
Because
he is the S-O-N that shines like the S-U-N. So we are a part of him, so therefore it gives us the opportunity to shine in the light of the world. As well. So is there anybody else that has anything that they want to bring forth as well in this particular text? I also want to share with you to know something also in this text. They did not find Jesus with a group of other people as far as that were with him on his assignment. The Bible does let us know that he was among and he was in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. It's important to understand that we don't know everything, and that God, we are still learning. Not only that, he was asking them questions. What that was is causing him to boot up. In other words, I call it's allowing him to load. We're in a computer generation, and anytime we do anything on our tablets or anything like that, it may say loading. And so we always got to make sure that we are always loading the things of God in our lives. We have to constantly allow God to pour into us. And so here, they are amazed at what he's saying, but he's also taking in and understanding what is being said. And he's also answering the questions they may even have, and that's why the people around them were amazed by him because of the knowledge that God had given him. And so we have to understand that we are people who are coming in our life. There are people who have never gone to college. They may have never taken study, but when they have gotten revelation from God, it gives them understanding that sometimes, and I'm not against, in no way am I against education. I believe that's what helps build us. But there's nothing like the revelation that comes from God. Nothing like the revelation. The reason why we are able to dissect the word or dissect what we've been taught is because God gives us revelation of what is being said. So we can read the scripture. That's why we can read the scripture over and over again. And every time we read the scripture, we'll find something we did not see before, and that will give us an enlightenment because God is sharing the revelation of the text. He'll show us something that we have never seen before. We can read John 3:16. We have read that from our childhood. But we will see something in John 3:16 in our 40s and 50s and 60s that we did not see when we were in our teenage years because the revelation of God has come to us. And so I want us to really see the important. I'm just driving the assignment for our life, because I believe that we cannot leave here without fulfilling our assignment. There should be something that we have imprinted on this earth. There should be something that we have left here besides our name. And not that we have to become famous or anything else. If it was nothing more but to impart something in our youth or impart something or win a soul to Christ, we cannot leave this earth without fulfilling our assignment. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if there's nothing else, I'm going to just close in prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to our Elder Clay, and he'll give us last words, dismiss us and everything on today. Unless there's someone else, I'm going to give you one more minute and leave the line open for you if there's something that you want to share. All right. Amen. Amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the amazing blessing that you are to us. We're ever so grateful for the understanding of your word, for imparting in your word. God, we do not take for granted our very lives. We do not take for granted opportunity that you've given us. We do not take for granted, God, the assignment that has been given. God, we thank you tonight because you have given us a custom-made fitted assignment for us. I pray, oh God, that those who know their assignment will continue to walk in their assignment. I pray that, God, you give them strength to walk in the assignment. I pray, God, that you show them your glory, that they will see that this is the reason why and their purpose of being on this earth is to share Christ with someone else. God, for there are so many souls, so many sisters and brothers that we have who are lost in darkness, but I pray that we will be the light switch that shows up in their life, that will change their life around, and that, God, they will see you like they've never seen you before, that they will love you and they will have the passion for you like they've never seen it before. God, I want you to amaze and astonish your people, even though the devil seems like he's raising his head up in our generation, in this generation that is here. I pray today, God, that you will cover the people of God, that you will protect the people of God, that, God, we will be able to walk according to your will, and that we shall raise up a generation that will not bow down to the things and the sins of this world, but, God, we will glorify your name now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All I can say is, you know, what a timely word, Pastor Mixon. What a timely word. I think that we're in a time for many of giving up. And that's what I said, a timely word. And that's what's been on my heart lately. There, we are in a time where many are giving up. Many are running away from the ministry. Many are running away from their assignment simply because of the demands of society, the demands of the world. So I think that this was a timely word, especially for those who are out there listening. We have a lot of numbers on here, even though it is kind of quiet. We have a lot of numbers on here, and many have not seen. And oftentimes, when you're sitting down at a table and you are eating or you're feasting, sometimes you're just enjoying the food. You don't want to say nothing. You're just enjoying the food as you're sitting down and feasting. So you definitely gave us something to feed off of. And you're just such a powerful speaker, and the Lord has anointed you with not only wisdom, but just the opportunity to be able to speak into the lives of others in the way that they understand. So we do thank you, you coming on a regular basis to share the gospel from out of Long Island. And that's just the type of God we have. Even though that you're so far away, you know, the society has gotten to the point that, you know, you don't have to be in front of the person with electronics and with everything that has been used. It's not, even though they say it's for bad, but the positive side is that when it's used for building the kingdom,
amen,
when it's used for building their kingdom, that's when the masses, you know, become affected. Just another tool. So we do thank you for time and time again coming on and taking out your time. See, because we realize you don't have to take out the time to do this. But God has placed you with your assignment to do this, and you are speaking into the lives of not only those who call in by phone, but also those who are listening by Internet. And we get comments all the time. We get comments all the time. So, again, we do thank you for this word, and I just pray that those who are listening, especially those who are in the ministry, and in the back of your mind you're thinking about, I can't do it anymore. I pray that this word resonates in your spirit, that you would continue on with what God has given you. I pray that listen, let me tell you something. For those of you that are thinking about giving up, there is no giving up when it comes to God. There is no giving up. So we do thank you again.
God
bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless all of you.
Amen.
We also want to remember the folks that met with a tragic demise in Orlando, and I know that we've been talking about this. You see it on the media all the time. And we want to remember that they're not the only ones, that there are other tragedies around these United States and around the world that are taking place that don't get the media coverage. But if we can remember to pray over our children and grandchildren, to pray for, you know, to pray over yourself, your spouse, your families, and so forth when they go out. Remember to witness to folks, to speak the word. We're living in times where people aren't very trusting of one another, but we're the light. As Pastor Mixon said, we're the light. We bring light into darkness. You go into a dark room and you light a small candle and room is no longer. That it's because of the light that things change. So we could bring prayer and remember to bring the light, to bring the gospel with us wherever we go, that we'll walk, that we should walk and talk and carry ourselves as kingdom-driven, kingdom-bought people. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for tuning in once again with New Beginnings. We're here next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We invite you to join in with us. Remember that every day is a new beginning. God bless you.
the dawn.